I don't know who do you do for them.
This is the appointed hour for the rec committee. Running a few minutes behind, but that's terrific from where we were. This is the recreation committee. It is December 5th, and the appointed hour is here. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, since it is, we're in December. And I hope everybody has a nice holiday season. Let's get right to it. The approval of the minutes from the September 6th meeting. I need approval.
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Who's missing? Next item on the agenda is the public comment period. If anybody's out there that wants to make a statement of any kind concerning recreation or anything else, now is the time. What do you want? Terry?
I'm getting off that easy.
Name and address.
Name and address, Terry Ansley, 1504 Carolina Jasmine Road, Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
And I want to speak specifically about recreation, love recreation. And the partnership specifically that the USA Mount Pleasant Soccer Club, its current iteration, has had long-standing with the town of Mount Pleasant. One of the agenda items is our request for an extended agreement to continue to provide fields. One of the things that I wanted to make certain that was come out here publicly was this has been a wonderful partnership. It's and it's one that's needed to be sustained to keep providing the soccer program and the opportunities for the kids. We serve 715 Mount Pleasant residents, and we are generally sending about 25 of those participants to college scholarships on an annual basis. We are here, you know, annually providing local scholarship funding for participants. Year to date, we provided just a little over $32,000 for 57 recipients, and we haven't had our spring season yet. We are an economic developer, or economic impact engine. There you go, engine is better. In addition to the fees that we pay to the town directly for participants, for field use, for public services, and for league games that are played on Town Mount Pleasant fields, generally $80,000 to $85,000 a year. We also have the travel spending of the teams that come to our town for league play, roughly $500,000, and then we have three tournaments a year that also impact the greater Mount Pleasant community. So what we're looking to do is continue to work this this partnership with the town to continue to provide these services for the kids and roll on through the next phase.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate that. Anybody else?
Yes, sir.
Coach.
My name is Ralph Lundy, 3134 Ball Court, 29466. And what is most important, the greatest resource we have in Mount Pleasant are the kids. And what the town has done with us, and we with the town, has provided quality experiences to grow the kids. My friend Jody here and I do a lot of talking. Harmon Kilbrew told his father told his mother, we want to grow kids, not grass. Jody doesn't like that very much. But I'll tell you what we've done, along with Mount Pleasant, is we've helped these kids grow. That's the greatest resource we have. We provide, along with our companion Mount Pleasant Rec, a great experience for these young kids to grow. And that's what counts. And that's what we want to continue. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Anybody else? Okay, thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is Employee Years of Service Recognition. Mr. Ayew.
Matt Hansen, please. I'd like to introduce him to y'all if you don't know him already.
Come on up, Matt. You got to come up here with me. Matt has been with us for 5 years as a full-time employee. Prior to that, he worked in the aquatics office at Jones Center as a lifeguard. Showed his management skills above all else, and basically started training our lifeguards and making sure that they met the standards that were expected of them.
while he was still doing his lifeguard duties. We saw fit then 5 years ago to hire him on as full-time rec specialist. Brought some great organization to the aquatics program, great training, up the quality of what we offer as far as our lifeguards and the expectation. It's been 3 years now, over at Tennessee, four. See how you lose track of time. And with Tennessee, the great thing about that is Matt came into a situation that he really had no tennis experience, so to speak. He wasn't a tennis pro. He had no desire to go out and teach lessons. He was a manager, and he brought the management style over to the tennis center that we sorely needed. It's paid off for us in big time. Our numbers are increasing. Uses of the courts are increasing. The response on tournaments and everything that we've had has just been great. He has proven to be an excellent manager for us over at the tennis center. The pros we have over there have worked real great with them, so has everybody else. So we're extremely proud to have Matt on board with us in that capacity and hope that he decides to stay with us longer, particularly with his skills. Matt?
Yes, sir.
We'll spend it all in one play.
Can you need a picture there?
Is that photo out?
Well,
how does it do?
Yeah, let me just kind of get this to you like this.
One more.
Matt, thank you very much. We really appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ken, I'm not going to go into anything else until I congratulate you and your staff on the wonderful volunteer appreciation night we had last week at Alhambra.
Thank you.
That was exquisite. I thought it was so well done. And, it was just very special. We, you know, we've got 1,500 volunteers out there in our rec programs. And, you know, it's just phenomenal, the response we get from our folks. So, again, thank you for what you did last week. It was really well appreciated by all of us, I know, but a lot of the public, too. So.
Well, thank you. And staff appreciating me staying out of the way while they and in seriousness, they're the ones who did all this on their own. And they put the love into it because it's their best way that they can show these volunteers that we really do appreciate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number four is a discussion of the agreement between the town of Mount Pleasant and the United Soccer Academy Mount Pleasant USAMP. I'm going to set this up, and then we're probably going to have to go into executive session. But the contract between, as you've heard from the speakers who represent them, the contract expires in July of 2017, and we've got to make a decision. If it's going to be one way or the other, we've still got to make those decisions on what we're going to do in January, giving them 6 months' notice one way or the other that what we're going to do with the contract. But there's a lot of behind the scenes going on, and I'd like this committee to be privy to that, and then we can discuss it in open session as to what our intentions would be. So I need a motion to go into executive session.
I so move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, let's retire to
Eric, you're calling for him?
Yeah, David's coming and Jody's coming. Okay, thank you very much. We are out of executive session. No votes were taken. We had a nice discussion regarding item number four, and we will talk about it later, probably reconvening this matter again in January, and then we will take it to full council. But as for now, we are digesting what we learned just now. Any questions about that? Yeah. Item number seven, review of new playground equipment for Memorial Waterfront Park.
Mr. Chairman, the Memorial Waterfront Park Phase 2 is Ms. Hendricks' project. She's the project manager. She's going to review this matter with us.
Catherine?
Thank you. I have some pictures to show you. Why don't you bring this rendering to you to show you before we get started. Ooh.
There you go.
Okay. I didn't touch anything. See, I'm not crazy. I'm doing that. Okay. It's just going to be on a scrolling slideshow. Okay. So the Waterfront Park, we are currently designing all phases of phase two, all four components. The first phase that's about to be bid is called, we call it phase one improvements. And a key component of that is building out the toddler area at the Waterfront Park playground. And there's some other pieces in there like Wi-Fi, security system upgrades, and some repairs that are needed on the property, just since it's been a few years now. And so the idea here is, this is going to be bid separately if you all approve and kind of like where we're going with this, but we wanted to do a nod to Yorktown. And this is all vacant right now, this area, if you go out to the playground, and it's intended to be for toddler equipment. So when we met on site, originally to talk about this, we had our certified playground inspector from Recreation who helped advise me and the team on, you know, making sure that this is safe and is the right equipment. And additionally, Rob Rogerson, who does ADA compliance for us, has also provided input, as well as Jody and some other kin staff talking about needs up there and problems with maintenance we have now and what we like. So it's really cool. I hope you like it. It's a nod to Yorktown. The fall protection, the ground will be look like the deck of the Yorktown, and that's the that meets ADA. It'll also help build out. Right now, there's just mulch out there that'll make for a safer transition from one side to the other. And so we have a member here from a representative from Patriots Point, and hopefully can have some future partnerships if they want to do any signage out there or anything else kind of extra. But we have shared it with Patriots Point, and we just want to share it with y'all to see if you like the concept. It will be big. We have all the specifications in purchasing, and this could be, we'd be opening bids in January and have it constructed before blessing of the fleet. Mm-hmm. So this is intended to move forward on its own just because it doesn't need to go under a general contract like some of the other improvements out there.
Very nice, Catherine. Thank you. Is there any thought of, you know, I go out to Patriots Point a lot and I see the kids playing all over these cannons and Gatling guns and everything. Is there anything that precludes us from putting one of those out there that's safe?
I don't know. I would have to ask you about that. That's an interesting idea. I might have to, maybe it could be like a plastic type replica or something.
Yeah, something.
It's something we should talk about at length with Patriots Point as well. But there should be plenty of room out there to add some other smaller pieces, like where the airplanes are going on there. We had discussed, if you're familiar with the current playground, there's the large play piece that has the two towers, looks like the bridge, and then there's the shrimp boat next to the bridge. And we had discussed, I think that there was a sheet that was included in your council packet, had discussed removing the shrimp boat that's out there. We're having a lot of problems maintaining it. Both Rec and Public Services have expressed to me that it's custom, but some of the netting that they're climbing on is just, I think that we keep two in rotation, correct, Jody, so that when one breaks, the next one's ready. So there's been discussions of removing that. Something that could go in its place was included on the little rendering, just like just a simple piece that you could spin on. We have $100,000 for this part of the playground, so anything larger, we have to move some money around internally on that budget. But just wanted to let you aware that we have some concerns with being able to maintain that shrimp boat going forward.
That looks great. This is not tied to anything with phase two. It's a standalone.
It is part of phase two. That's where the funding's coming from. It's part of the capital project, but we wanted to, you know, not just surprise y'all and roll it out there. Wanted you guys to have a look at it.
Okay, thank you.
Those kids aren't getting catapulted off the deck, right?
No.
I mean, that's ecstatic. They just rock.
Right.
Dang, it would be a lot more fun.
It would be.
The liability would be huge. I think it's great, and I'm tying into Patriots Point, and hopefully they will associate the history of what Patriots Point means. I love it.
Very good. Do we need a motion?
Yes, sir.
Just a presentation?
Yes, sir.
Catherine, thank you. Appreciate
you.
All you're doing out there, too.
Thank you.
Ma'am.
Linda Page, 1458 Short Street. I've just had two questions. I know part of the goal was to accommodate smaller children. I know we talked about at some point adding into playgrounds wheelchair accessible swings or other things for physically impaired children. So I hope as we move forward with spending some of that money that we've just laid on the table, that we'll certainly keep in mind the needs of all of our citizens, so that's all.
Ken, program and projects updates?
Yes, sir. Report was provided, and I just want to highlight one thing. Our youth basketball program this year has 231 more participants in it than previously.
231?
231, I think a large percentage of that was in our 5 through 8 year fundamental, but still we are seeing a significant increase in our basketball program on that as well. And just to let you know, we have quite a few holiday programs going on, particularly at Darby Building. Santa is visiting both our Darby Building and our Park West Building next week, 14th and 15th. We've expanded our presence out there, and it's been a tremendous hit out of Park West. Had a very successful Halloween out there as well. Just past Halloween at Park West for the first time. It's going along good.
And Tina, I think, Tina, you said you had 180 kids at last Santa?
Actually,
it's
204.
204. That's my parking lot right there.
It's another one. It's
another one.
I know.
Wouldn't hurt.
Okay, is that it? Anything else we can do to cause? We stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Here, you get that link.